Right. You know, he was good about it. Actually, he understands. I think he's really determined to be a good football player in this league. You know, we're going to see if we can get him back in the practice squad. We'll see how that goes. You know, there's some tough choices to make there, but we still think he's got a chance. You know, we really think there's a possibility that he could grow into a player because we've seen some glimpses of it in practice. So,
I know you take, as you said, the units separate, but could some of the defensive struggles affect some of the offensive philosophy in that maybe, you know, not hurry up as much on offense because defense has been on the field an awful lot?
Well, I guess, yeah, it could. You know, and that's something that we probably have to look at and kind of get a grip on. The other way you can look at it is you're going to go out and try to score as many points as you can. So how do you perceive that? I'm not looking at it either way because I've got confidence in our defense. You know, I think all three phases work together but also stand on their own. And we want all three phases, like I've said before, to play as well as they can possibly play. We want to score as many points as we can without turning the ball over. We want to shut people down, you know, without giving up big plays. So we want to play great special teams. And in doing that, we want to keep pressure on our opponent, keep them down in their end as much as we can, and play field position football. That's kind of the big picture. How we make, you know, use the tools that we have to make all those things work is kind of what we've got to come to grips with. And that's something that for me to really – that's something I've got to make some good decisions about.
John, do you think it's in line? Any thought toward Brian Hall or –
Well, yeah, they were, as you know, they were both up in this game because of the injuries, and they both did okay. They both did pretty good, so they probably merited some more opportunities.
Just as a whole, how would you assess the defensive line?
A work in progress. You know, we're not where we've been in the past. Obviously, you know, we've been a dominant run front. We've been able to play the run with seven in the box and pretty much dominate the run. We're not there right now. So that's what we've got to work towards.
You're almost at the midway point of your season. You've seen enough to know what you are and what you're not at this point in time. And on the heels of a big loss, it's easy to make a knee-jerk reaction. But speaking specifically defensively, is it time for changes in the way you do things or in personnel?
Well, there's always going to be changes. It's just a matter of, like, what kind of changes are you talking about? You know, you're talking about drastic changes? Probably not. You know, it's not like we're going to change to some other kind of a defense. You know, we've got our structure. But what we have to do is we have to adjust it. You know, we have to realign some of our rules as far as gap control against the run or how we play coverages and things like that. Personnel-wise, there's not a whole lot you can do, really. And I like our players. You know, I think our players are most definitely good enough to get the job done. And we just continue to improve there. But does that mean young guys? We're going to keep developing the young guys. And as those guys emerge, sure, they're going to get an opportunity.
Feel that the team missed more Ray Lewis's abilities on the field as a tackler or as a playmaker versus his communication, putting guys in the right place?
Well, you always miss Ray. You know, I mean, Ray Lewis is Ray Lewis. He's one of a kind, and he's a one of a kind player. He's one of a kind leader. He's just a special person. And so, yeah, we miss him. We miss him. We can still play, I think, great defense, you know, with the guys that we have. So how much you miss him, it's kind of not really worth putting a weight on, I don't think. But it's not something that we really have a choice in the matter on.
Is there a communication gap or lack of him when he's not out there?
Well, those guys are good. They're young guys. They don't communicate the same way Ray does, sure. And that's something that we've got to work on. That's one of the goals we had today when I talked to the team. I mean, we talked about five things. Don't ask me to recite them off the top of my head here, but I think I could. I know I could. But communication was one of them, you know, and that's a big deal.
With penalties, is that something that you, it's kind of a balancing act because you want guys to be aggressive, but you don't want to give up, you know, big yards? And can you coach against that?
Yeah, we always – yes, you can coach against penalties, and we always want to do that. We had five for, I think, 64 yards, or I think that's what it was. And there are a couple of them that weren't that necessary, you know, so we've got to keep working in that direction.
You know, Huddle's kept Vontae Leach off the field a little bit more.
Oh, excuse me. Can I add one thing to that? Give credit to the offensive line. You know, the pre-snap penalties and the offense, the formation penalties, those had been eliminated from the week before. We've been having a lot of trouble with that. So to go down there in that kind of an environment and not have the pre-snap penalties was a big plus, and it was something that was a goal of ours.
So the no-huddles kept Vontae Leach off the field a little bit more than he's used to. I think he saw like 14 snaps yesterday.
Right.
How's he handling that, just being the professional he is, and then do you envision using him a little bit more?
Yeah, we want to use him more than that, absolutely. That he's handling it like a pro. He and I had a talk on the plane about it, you know, and he was great, but he wants to play, and he knows he can help us. He wants to be out there, and, you know, you can't really guarantee that you're going to do this in one game and that in another game, but on average, Vontae Leach has got to play more than that. There are going to be some games where maybe he doesn't play as much, you know, and I'm not defending what we decided to do in that game or what we didn't decide to do. It didn't work, you know. It wasn't – we tried to get back in the game, and it didn't work. But, yes, Vontae's a big part of what we're doing.
Despite all the gloom and doom, Justin Tucker looked great again. And looked like he made the right call there.
Well, keep him humble, except for the onside kick. You know, that was one that I'll be on him about. But he appreciates that. Now, he's done a great job. He's done well.
You were talking about the defensive line earlier. Can you just assess where the offensive line is at this point of the season?
You know, I think we're in a work in progress. It's hard for me to put – I'm not going to put a grade on it. You know, it's not – that's just not what we do. We've done some really good things, and we've done some not so good things, you know. We even in that game yesterday, we did some really good things, and we didn't do some good things. So we've got to get better, all of us, every position, really.
Did you consider making any changes in the offensive line? I know Brian only played a little bit, but, you know, you shifted some players in and out.
Yeah, that's a possibility. You know, it's not. I don't want to make it sound like it's – you know, we're not benching guys and putting other guys in there and all that kind of stuff. To me, it's just – that wouldn't be a fair description of what we're doing. I think in our offensive line, we're just trying to find a good mix. And to me, guys are probably going to be playing since we've got a mix of young guys and older guys. I would guess we're going to roll some guys in there and see how they do. You know, let's take a look at some young guys and see how they do. Let's keep the veterans available and let them play a little bit. You know. Yes, we'd like to have five guys who are rock solid and who, you know, are in there and working with everybody all the time. It's really just not where we're at right now. So let's make the best of it and let's work some guys in there. And if we get hot with a group, then we'll stick with it, you know. But not shut anybody out of an opportunity right now because we're just not sure, you know, what the best situation is going to be. And it might be rolling some guys in. You know, Houston does that. A lot of teams do that. So we can do that too.
Coach of the game, Terrell Suggs talked a little bit about last year and how you're in this position, you know, when you lose a game like this in San Diego.
Right.
What's the key to kind of moving on after, you know, a big loss like this?
The key is probably moving on after a big loss like this. the key is reacting but not overreacting, I think. You know, understanding that there's opportunity in this whole thing, that it's a 16-game season, that it's a tough league. And if you get so enamored in your own – if you get self-centered around your own situation, then you kind of miss the forest for the trees. And this is just part of the process of building a football team. So as we're building a football team that we hope becomes a great football team by the end of the season, you know, these are the kind of things that you got to work through. And there's not too many teams at some point in time that don't have these, you know, type of things to work through. You know, this is the worst score that we've had. But we've played worse games, you know, and we're just going to have to, you know, take the good – build on that, eliminate the bad, and get better.
Along those lines, what's the correct balance in terms of this bye week, mentally getting away from the game, but also focusing on some of the things that you want to improve on?
What we're going to try to do is break it up, and you know, CBA helps us do that. So it gives us an early work week. We're going to take advantage of that. We're going to work tomorrow. We work today. We're going to work tomorrow. We're going to put a full day in tomorrow, and then we're going to get away. And that's kind of the balance that we're looking for right now. And there'll be a lot of guys coming around probably working out, getting in the training room over the course of the week. But we really want them after tomorrow to get away, get with their family, get rest, get recovery. I told them it's okay to get a workout or two in. That's allowed. And then we'll be back here Monday.
What will the bye week look like for you?
I don't know yet. We'll see. Haven't made any plans. We have actually we're going to – I better not say where we're going on Saturday. But we're big fans of Gettysburg, so we might head up there. Or one time over the weekend. But we'll get away over the weekend, yeah. Thanks for asking.
John, when you have a loss like yesterday, does it give you a good chance to remind the guys that a win's a win, no matter how you get it, like the week before against the Cowboys and the kind of a weird ending, that when you win one, and they can't take it from you?
That's a great point, Drew. It's a great point. And, you know, a loss is just a loss. No matter how bad it feels, it's only one. You know, they can't make it any more than one. So that's kind of what we talked about yesterday. And we're 5-2. We're not satisfied with that, but that's what we are. And everybody can say what could have been, what should have been. There's teams who are 2-5 who are saying the same thing. Where are we going from here, right? You know, and we got to try to get the next win.
Coach, on a serious note, the league has made a big issue about reporting these injuries and what happened with the Redskins and the Bills. They've taken reports. reportedly in your game tape and take a look at that. How do you react?
Well, yeah, I have no problem with that. The game tape and the practice tape. So they look through that, and what they'll find with that is that he's practiced 100% all the time, and he's played in all the games. He hasn't missed any game time because of the injury. So our understanding of the rule has been that if they don't miss any time at all according to the injury, then they don't have to be on the injury report. So there's some nuances there. Kevin was a part of writing that, I've been told. You know, Bill T was a big part of writing that, and Ozzie's been a big part of writing that. So, you know, I'm very confident that we understand that rule here as well as anybody in the league. And we've kept the injury report very tight. You know, we've kept it to the guys who have to be on the injury report. Not that we're trying to hide any injuries, but we could do what some other teams do and put a bunch of them on there. And I'm just as happy to do that. You know, we could put all the guys on the injury report. So if they'd rather us do that, we'll do that. Whatever they tell us to do, we'll do. We're trying to follow the rules.
Are you pleased with the progress you've seen with rookies like Courtney and KO and Bernard and Justin, midpoint of the season?
Yeah, Matt, thanks. That's a great point. We have a good rookie class, don't we? I mean, it's a good group. So Courtney's getting better every single week. He won the game ball last week for defense. Kelechi speaks for itself. He started every single game, you know, had the ankle, and then he comes rolling back out there in the second half and, you know, gutted it out and played pretty well, pretty darn well. Bernard, you've seen his talent. You know, Bernard's a guy, you're talking about the running game and getting the ball in Ray's hands a little bit. That's something we need to do with Bernard, too. We need to get Bernard out there more, you know, need to get him some more carries and some touches because he's brings a different little style. Help me out. Christian's played on special teams. He's been, he's done a great job on special teams. So, who am I missing?
You know, D'Angelo, some of these guys that you see every day, but we haven't got to see a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Geno's. He's been active every game, so he's in the mix as a backup guard. I really think he's ready to play. You know, if his opportunity comes. Ace has been growing into the thing. He was close to being active this week. He's working in the slot, so that's a possibility with the injury to Ladarius that he could see some time. And D'Angelo played this week, did a good job, played well. And Brian Hall is another younger guy who played pretty well. So it's good to see how those young guys come on the next couple of weeks.
John, did you have a chance to talk to Bernard Pollard on the sideline yesterday? Please, what they said, and then some of Austin's people in there. It's obviously reasonably upset about the score. Just legal beyond that. Was this an agenda, correct?
No, there was nothing that came to my attention about that. He's a fiery guy. You know, he's a competitor.
All right.
All right. Thanks.